Lookout for Joy. This is Adria Wilkins. Have you ever needed a guard for your mind? I know for me, there are times that I just need somebody to place a shield over my mind so I would quit worrying or quit panicking or quit thinking or overthinking about things that might happen or things that are going to happen that are planned that I really am not looking forward to. According to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, over 40 million adults experience some kind of anxiety. I know for me, I have it on occasion when things get busy and I have a lot going on. That tends to be when mine builds. And then eventually, after it builds, it might lead to a panic attack, which could be a combination of heart palpitations or shortness of breath. Or a combination of those things. I don't have them very often like I used to. There are some things that I've done that have helped me along the way, and I'll be sharing a few of those things with you. Everyone is going to experience some kind of stress or anxiety in their life. That is just the way life is. There is going to be some kind of trial, some kind of emergency that's going to happen in our lives, and we need to be prepared for it. And how can we prepare for it? Stress is a response to a threat or a tension in a situation, but anxiety is the reaction to the stress. So that's what I was talking about. When I get busy, or a lot of things on my plate, it tends to build and the tension builds. And then the anxiety comes about because of the stress. How do you react when you have stress? Does it build or do you tend to release it at the time that it happens? Maybe you carry it with you the rest of the day, or maybe you're one of those people that can truly let it go. And you might have to sing the song from the Frozen movie, "Let It Go, Let It Go." And sometimes I have to sing that to myself. Choosing how we're going to react to a stressful situation can impact our physical and our mental well-being. When I have stress that leads to panic attacks, I replay these events over and over in my mind. And at the end of the day, I am physically exhausted. I don't know how you react to anxiety and panic. So there are numerous techniques that you can use to deal with stress. You can exercise, there's medicine, counseling, talking with a friend or a loved one, maybe going to the gym and punching a few bags there. Well, I have found another regimen that I can use. And I experienced this recently on an airplane trip. I am not very fond of getting on airplanes. I am usually pretty anxious about it leading up to going and getting on the airplane and flying up into the air and then back down to landing. And once I am back and land in the hard surface, then I will typically calm down until I have to get back in that airplane and fly home. Well, one particular time I was flying to Kentucky and I was going to be going home for a couple of book signings, a reunion with some high school friends. And I decided that I would make it an extra special trip. And I would get a first class seat. And I actually picked the first row, and there was only one seat on the one side. So I picked that one. And I was like, this is the prime real estate for the airplane. So I got on the airplane, settled in, super pumped about being up front. And as we began to take off, the flight attendant asked if I'd like something to drink. And I said, oh, I sure would. I want a Diet Coke. And she had some wonderful honey roasted pistachios. And I'd never had these particular kind. She brought me these pistachios and this Diet Coke. And I tell you what, it was the best Diet Coke I'd ever sipped on. It was just something about being in the front of the airplane, in the cushy seats, just being comfortable by myself. And I was just taking in the moment. We were about 30 minutes into the flight, and all of a sudden we began to have some turbulence. I thought, oh, well, this too shall pass. But the longer we sat there, it got worse. And before I knew it, the flight attendants got in their seats and buckled up, and they came on the intercom and they said, we're sorry, we're not going to be able to serve the rest of you your drinks and snacks. What we need you all to do is stay in your seats. We have heavy turbulence, and leave your garbage in the seat in front of you, the pocket in front of you, and we will get that when we land. The turbulence on that airplane was none like I'd ever experienced. The front of the cabin where I was sitting and the wall that I was facing was shaking violently to the left and to the right. I looked at people around the cabin, and several people were taking big, deep breaths. I began taking some big, deep breaths. I started in my mind to think, I am going to have a panic attack. This is scaring me to death. I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know if we were even going to make it to safe landing. And I remember when our son was born that had medical problems, I adopted the verses Philippians 4, 6 through 7. And you're probably familiar with that scripture verse. If you're not, I'm going to read it to you. And because I had memorized it years ago, I was able to quote it in my mind. So silently, I began quoting these verses. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. You see, back when I had adopted this verse, I quoted, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. And I would always stop at the thanksgiving part and say, I need to remember to be thankful. That was where I would always stop. Many times, when I would go and meet people at the hospital that had children that were in the hospital with special needs or undergoing some kind of medical procedure, I would always pray the part of this verse that says, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, because the peace that God can give you can be beyond anything that we can imagine. And we can say to ourselves, how in the world do we have such a peace? And we know without a doubt that it's God. But it was this next part of the verse that I had never really paid attention to until the day I was on this airplane. It was the last part of verse 7, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. As I was on that airplane, I stopped and said, will guard. What does that mean? Well, we know what like a security guard is. It's someone who protects us, who shields us, who gives us that extra security in our hearts and minds that we are protected. I began thinking more about what a guard does. It actually, that person stands at the door or a building. And as I began to quote this verse again, will guard your hearts and your minds. I thought to myself, the word guard, that God will guard our hearts and our minds. He's going to watch over and protect us. He is in control of that situation. I continued to quote that entire verse 6 and 7. And when I would get to this section in verse 7 that said, "Will guard your hearts and minds," on the airplane, I would stop. That's where my mind would stop. And it was as if God made me stop and he said, "I'm guarding your mind. I'm guarding your heart right now on this airplane." I must have repeated those verses 20 times because every time I would get to the word guard, I would stop. It was as if God had placed a shield on my mind to protect me. I was able to stop thinking about the abrupt movements on the plane, and I began to have peace. I wasn't thinking about the what ifs. Would the plane crash, or are we going to land safely? I could feel God's presence in my mind and surrounded me. And it was as if his attention was totally focused on my mind and guarding me from heart palpitations and being short of breath. That verse has truly stuck out to me, and I have used that verse again when I go to the doctors, when I get nervous about anything that is going to happen in my life. I will quote that part of that verse and ask God to guard my heart and my mind. So that is another tool that I have found helpful when dealing with stress and panic attacks. And yes, I did make it out alive. The landing was hard and abrupt. And I heard some people say, "Wow, if all flights were that way, no one would fly." I looked over at the man across the aisle, and he was taking some deep breaths now that we were on land. God promises his presence to us, just like he has for people years, years, and years in history and in the Bible, just like he did for Joshua. He provided direction and encouragement. In Joshua 1:9, God said, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." God was with me that day in the air, and then once we landed. So many heroes of the faith, Noah, Abraham, Jacob, David, they all relied on God's presence during difficult times. They leaned in a little closer to God and sought God with their hearts and minds. And I think when we invite God's presence into the storms in our lives, we don't have to be afraid. He promises to be with us. He's going to be there and guard our hearts and minds. After you ask for God, for peace, for his protection, for guarding your hearts and your minds, and guarding all that's going on around you. And when things settle down, thank God for that safety, for that protection that he gave you. And I did that day when I landed. I paused and I said, "Thank you, God, for the safety that you provided, not only physical, but for my mind." You see, God's presence filled the air and the sky that day. And I am so thankful that he did protect and guarded my mind and protected me from anxiety. So the next time that you encounter a stressful or an anxious time, or you feel panic coming on, choose a technique that you know has helped you in the past. Find a scripture verse. Go to the gym. Go outside and get some air. Take a big deep breath. Repeat scripture over and over, just like I did, and adopt this one in Philippians 4, 6 through 7, because it's a great verse and it has so many different things that you can work through as you're working through your anxiety and your panic. And so as we end our time together, I want to remind you that every week I put out a podcast, and I might be interviewing someone, or I might just be here sharing with you what I feel like God wants me to share for the week. But please come back, check in every week, subscribe to my podcast so that you'll get notification that I am having a podcast episode that week. And I usually try to put it out on Tuesdays, so be watching for those. I appreciate you all, and I pray that God will protect and guard your hearts and minds as you finish this day. Y'all be on the lookout for joy.